Stephen Breyer finally pushed off the cliff. I mean, is that kind of what happened? Isn't it? They finally got him forced out, right? That's the way it looks. And he's on his way out at 83 years of age. What does it mean going forward? Well, we'll bring in Dr. Paul Marino. He is the Dean of Social Sciences and a professor in Hillsdale's History Department. Doctor, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Listen, this is a big deal, right? This is a very big deal that he's leaving, but it doesn't really change the balance of power. Yet Democrats are thinking that this is going to be some great reset for Joe Biden. I think they're delusional because it's not going to change the price of gas or groceries or inflation or our problems with the Middle East or the southern border. But what do you make of it, first blush?
Yeah. The idea that this could be a political advantage to Biden is, I think, half-baked. There's a lot of pitfalls in this. There's a lot of surprises. It could break very, very badly for him. Starting with his, you know, his determination to name a black woman. That's just the start of his troubles.
Well, and why do you say that?
Well, that limits the field so much. I think Reagan had the same problem when he determined to appoint a woman, and there were just so few women within the Republican, especially conservative field, that we ended up with Sandra Day O'Connor.
Right. Now, easier today, I would think, in some respects. Okay, so for Joe Biden, well, let me ask you this. Here's something else that I've seen and I figured out. When Mitch McConnell was having his toe-to-toe with Chuck Schumer about how the rules would go, nobody really figured it was that big a deal, but Mitch McConnell set it up so that in committee, nobody has the upper hand. And so in the Senate Judiciary Committee, it's 11 Republicans, 11 Democrats, and if a nominee can't get a majority of votes to get out of committee, the nomination could die in committee. So Mitch McConnell set up a situation where the Republicans could effectively block any nominee. Now, having said that, Lindsey Graham's on the committee, so our chance of that happening is about zero. But it is set up that way, isn't it?
Yes, and another issue in this is that when I just saw the headlines, although I haven't looked at Breyer's formal retirement intention, but it seemed to say that he would retire effective on the confirmation of his successor. This happened before. This happened when Abe Fortas tried this in 1968. So the Republicans could start with the basic point that there's no vacancy until Breyer is off the court.
So wait a second. He hasn't actually resigned.
Well, yeah, it's not resignation. It's retirement. But this is just a headline I saw that said that he will retire effective on the confirmation of his successor. This happened in 1968, and it raises the question of whether there is now a vacancy for Biden to fill.
And what was the outcome?
Well,
in 1968.
Fortas ended up having to resign from the court entirely. He was nominated to be Chief Justice. And he had to resign entirely because of financial scandals and things like that. So it ended up that when Nixon became president, this was just on the eve of the change of administrations. Nixon got to replace both Earl Warren, Chief Justice, and Abe Fortas, who would have been his successor.
So the question was never actually answered then. So, let me ask you, in your opinion, Professor, is if he says my retirement will begin when my successor is confirmed, he hasn't resigned. Yep. I would have to side with the Republicans. I mean, is there a vacancy? Yep. Is there not? What is your take?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if McConnell is going to try to press that point, but it would be, I think, strategically a good first position for the Republicans to take.
And do you think? I mean, I don't put much value in the rigidity of Lindsey Graham's spine. So, in fact, the leading candidate here who's been on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals for less than a year, the leading candidate he voted for, so did Murkowski and so did a couple of others. But, I see Lindsey Graham as the weak link. Now, could Mitch McConnell say, hey, I'm going to take you off this committee and put somebody else? I mean, you look at everybody else on the Judiciary Committee, they're all hard-right conservatives.
And right, it does all depend on whether the Republicans, you know, as a whole, decide they want to pick a fight here. Like you said, it's not going to change the strategic. It's not going to change the balance of the court much. I mean, there were some ways in which Breyer wasn't as left wing as somebody else might be, but not much. And the Republicans might think this is not a fight worth picking.
No, he sits with Sotomayor. He sits with Kagan. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah,
you can't get
95% of the time. Yeah,
right. You can't get more left than that. So, and I guess the question would be, even though things like the filibuster are not directly tied to the Supreme Court at all, right? But the fact of the matter is, if Republicans block a nomination to the Supreme Court, the Democrats will go apoplectic. They will go absolutely bananas, and they'll try to tell, you know, Joe Manchin and Sinema, we have to have the filibuster because we have to have something. They have to have leverage, right? They have to have some sort of political power. And so if the Republicans try to block, it really could get ugly, couldn't it?
Yes, and they might not want to get ugly about this particular issue when they have, you know, so many other issues that are trending in their favor, especially inflation and international relations now. I mean, we're on the brink of some scary things in Russia and China.
Right, exactly true. Doctor, always an education. Thank you for being here. I appreciate your insights, as always.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Of course. Dr. Paul Marino here. Professor Hillsdale's History Department. I mean, the question Republicans have to ask, I suppose, is this the hill you want to, you know, die on? Is this where you want to draw the line? Is this where it's going to be? And my guess is probably not, but you kick and scream and make a show out of it for a while, but I think it's an interesting point made by the professor there. Is there a vacancy? If his retirement doesn't take effect until a successor is appointed, does that mean he continues on into the next term if it's not taken care of? We'll be back with some final thoughts after this.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.